Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall, CEO of the NCBA. Back with Colin in just a moment.
This is Rod Mozell with the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
And Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We're asking you to join us and vote no on State Question 805.
805 lessens the punishment for habitual offenders like home burglars, cattle thieves, and even those using the internet to prey on our children.
Let's stand with sheriffs, district attorneys, victims of domestic abuse, and your fellow farmers and ranchers and vote no on Question 805.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans United Against 805, 4 Northeast 10th Street, Suite 445, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73104, 405-633-1270.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
The Organization for Competitive Markets taking a lot of pot shots these days at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Colin Woodall, CEO of NCBA, says it's all about OCM's desire to be relevant within the beef cattle industry.
It's real easy, Ron, because it comes down to the simple fact that OCM, the Organization for Competitive Markets, is nothing more than just an arm of the Humane Society of the United States. Their staff are either former participants or former staff of the Humane Society of the United States, and we do know, and they've admitted it freely, that HSUS provides them a lot of funding, especially on their lawsuits. So the fact of the matter is HSUS doesn't like production agriculture. They have taken this group and they're using it to continue their attack on cattle producers. And it's really unfortunate there are some cattle producers out there that have been duped into believing that OCM is working for them, when in fact they're just simply working for HSUS.
And one of the interesting things about this, Colin, is that they are accusing NCBA of being in bed with HSUS.
They are accusing, but they have absolutely nothing to tie that to. NCBA doesn't have any former HSUS employees on staff, nor have we ever taken any money from them. And the one example they're trying to use is an agreement on how to manage wild horses and burros, where if you actually read the documents and the press releases associated with it, it actually shows how HSUS didn't want us to be in there. We weren't there to be a part of any sort of agreement with HSUS. It was a multi group approach working with the Department of Interior on managing these horses and burros. So this was not an agreement between HSUS and NCBA like OCM is trying to make it out to be.
I guess what the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef, they're trying to somehow say that you're in bed with the World Wildlife Fund because of the U.S. Roundtable.
Well, the World Wildlife Fund is no Humane Society of the United States. The World Wildlife Fund has been very clear in a lot of the pieces that they've put out here, especially over the past couple of years, in talking about how cattle production is good for the environment, how grazing is good for grasslands. That's not what HSUS does. And again, we're not taking money from World Wildlife Fund, nor do we have any of their employees on staff. So you have to sit back and actually sort through the facts. In fact, are something that groups like the Organization for Competitive Markets rarely use.
I guess one of the things that they've taken on your president as well, Marty Smith out of Florida, somehow they've got him now the president of the checkoff in some of their tweets and some of their comments.
I think that shows that they just don't know what they're talking about, Ron, and that probably more than anything else means that we need to discredit them because they don't understand the industry, they don't know how the industry works, they don't know the different organizations within the industry. Again, that's what you would expect from the Humane Society of the United States, HSUS, and that's what we're getting in all of the talking points and all of the PR pieces that they've put out here over the past couple of days.
I guess one thing that you might want to make clear, Mr. Smith, Marty is a producer leader, a volunteer leader, isn't he?
You know, Marty Smith is a cattle producer, a cow-calf operator from Florida. He is a volunteer. He is the president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, not of the Beef Checkoff. He does not get paid. He does not receive any sort of compensation for his time outside of his own personal expenses. He does this because he wants to help lead this organization, this association. And so the fact that HSUS doing business as the Organization for Competitive competitive markets doesn't appreciate or understand just shows that they are truly inconsequential when it comes to producer issues. They don't know this industry. They're not speaking for producers. And I hope that all of your listeners out there understand that when they see OCM, they just need to see HSUS.
Responding to challenges by the Organization for Competitive Markets, that's CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 5th. It'll be seen on Dish Network, Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 17,100 head to be sold, 2,600 yearling steers, 1,800 yearling heifers, 10,600 weaned calves. If you like details about when a lot may sell, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call for information 1-800-422-2117.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.